I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. Scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout the day today. We'll see a high around 73 degrees with a gusty southwest wind. As the showers and storms go into this evening and tonight, we may see some strong to severe weather with severe thunderstorms, high winds, possibly some damaging hail and other severe weather threats. Those storms should begin to break up by early tomorrow morning. We'll see a clearing sky and a high of 62. Members of the Illinois Senate return to Springfield today, where they're once again expected to vote on a deal meant to end Illinois' budget stalemate. Brian Mackey has the latest from the Capitol.
The top Republican and Democrat in the Senate have been working on this compromise since December. It has changes to Illinois law meant to help businesses, higher income taxes meant to begin balancing the state budget, and a property tax freeze. Senate Republicans have been reluctant to seal the deal, wanting to make sure they were getting enough of their priorities in exchange for their votes on a tax hike. But earlier this month on WGN Radio, caucus leader Christine Redonio said time is running out.
If we don't get this moving by the 28th, we may as well just go home.
One of the problems is the proposed tax increase. It's supposed to be retroactive to January, so the more Illinois has to make up for lost time, the bigger the bite will be from this year's remaining paychecks. I'm Brian Mackey.
The Illinois Senate will continue its work on the so-called grand bargain, and many fear that this is the last best hope for a spending plan. SIU President Randy Dunn fears that without passage of the bipartisan package of bills, the state may go two more years without a full budget. And that, in his words, would be bad.
We would have to see some sort of stopgap payment somewhere along the way, but we're really working with other universities to build support for that 17 budget. It would also get us fairly close to a normal budget if you think back to the last time we had one.
The last time SIU saw a full state budget was fiscal year 2015. The grand bargain includes tax increases as well as tax freezes and provides funding to agencies and organizations that haven't seen stable state money for nearly 2 years. In Missouri, the public defender system says Governor Eric Greitens' proposal to restore some of the budget cuts still won't cover all the costs for defending people who are too poor to afford a private attorney. The director of the public defender's office, Michael Barrett, asked the House Budget Committee yesterday for more money to hire staff attorneys, increase pay, and contract out cases where public defenders would have to travel outside their primary jurisdiction. This year's budget includes a $4.5 million increase for the public defender system. Former Governor Jay Nixon had cut $3.5 million of that to help balance the state's budget. We're going to see showers and thunderstorms throughout the day today. Some may be strong to severe, especially this evening into tonight. Look for a high around 73 degrees. Skies should begin to clear by tomorrow. I'm Jennifer Fuller.